This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. This mess is good.
I am trying to figure out what's the equivalent to what he's doing in other sports at 37.
LeBron?
Okay.
I mean, if LeBron was doing it against, like, Serbia, just like the Serbian League.
I mean, he did do it last year in the Olympics against Serbia, along with help from Steph and KD.
But, Steph was great in that game. That is a valid point. He's still playing against the highest level. So the equivalent would be if Messi was still doing it in one of the bigger leagues.
Well, He's still wanting to win.
He's fun to watch.
He is fun to watch. Want him to get this one this weekend against New York. And great job of the Pinks yesterday. They win 4-0 to advance. Good to know that we're finally advancing in these playoffs, you know. I won't understand why the first round takes as long as the last three, but, you know, they're working on it. MLS is working on it.
Well, they said because they were tired of the best teams getting upset.
Well, that didn't work last year because the Pinks got sent home.
Yeah, but they did it the way they're supposed to do it in the first round last year.
Yeah, they just
They did three games.
Because the same thing, right. They won the first game, lost the next two last year.
Well, then, okay. Real soccer and real football.
Football.
It's a home and home. That's what it is.
And you do aggregate.
And you do aggregates. You get more if you win, if you score more goals on the road. That's it. Yeah. That's it. But no, they decided they want a tiebreaker, like a third game. And then after the first round, you go to one game, single elimination.
I mean, I'm fine with it. It's just a little odd. I've never seen such a thing where usually as you go on, maybe my stupid American brain is thinking baseball playoffs where it goes like up 3-5-7. It's typically the way NBA old days, 5-7.
They should do the home and home. 1-1-1.
Like,
so they should play on Wednesday, Sunday.
You could play a
Thursday,
week.
Sunday.
You could play a week. You could even give them a week like Champions League do. You can give them a week. You could play Tuesday and then play the following week Wednesday. You can do that.
Either way, great job by them. They advance. The Hurricanes made easy work of Votek this week.
It was a blog. It was a kind of a boring game.
Well, it doesn't help that you have these stupid ACC refs that take 900 minutes for every review.
I got to tell you, I think it happened in one of the NFL games too. Like, they had one official who just wanted to be on TV. He was making some crazy calls.
I think that Mario Cristobal, I don't know if he's ever been in anger management, but whatever exercises they teach you in anger management, it looks like he has to go through whenever he's talking to ACC officials about whatever they're reviewing. Like, they're selling, like, Mario Cristobal looks like he's got to find a beach somewhere. He goes, ocean waves. So we're not quite sure if it's conclusive, coach. You know, we're not, you know, he's like, what do you mean it's not conclusive? It's right there. I can look up it. That's conclusive. Well, conclusive is a state of mind. It's like, okay. Schmitha says, crush this bum, Lewis Riddick. Kept treating the game as a Canes loss. I cannot crush Lewis Riddick, Schmitha, because I watched the entire game at a kid's birthday party at a bowling alley on mute. But I heard he was annoying. I heard that Lewis Riddick was annoying. He was perturbing Canes fans very much. But I cannot directly say that. He's also
y'all want him for the GM.
He's also on the call this week for Pitt, so we're gonna get him again.
Hey, well, let me just tell you, you know where he went to school, right?
Didn't he go to school with Pitt?
He went to Pitt.
That's what I'm saying. So, I'm just
getting y'all ready.
Yeah, I heard plenty of Canes fans were upset about his call, that he was like very Debbie Downer, but I didn't hear it. I was watching it at a bowling. You know what my favorite thing was? I go to the bowling alley and they had on whoever Kansas was playing, and I it's a pet peeve of mine. Like, we're here in South Florida. Why can you not just have? There's a local game on. You're an establishment, please. And they had like the Kansas game, an NFL game from last week on NFL Network. And so I go up to the lady. I'm like, would it be too much trouble to put on the Canes game? She goes, what channel is it on? I'm like, this new age thing called ESPN. And she goes, do you know what channel that is? I'm like, 206. 206. They eventually got there, but it took a little bit of a route. I'm just like, wow, this is they're just winging it, huh?
Sometimes too, you should never have to ask if you go to eat food where they have TVs. You should never have to ask them to change the game to a local.
Right, I feel like it should be
ever.
Like, you have a game on from yet? Like, do you not? If you're running a place like that, do you not realize like it's Saturday? There's a ton of college football on, and they have America's Greatest Wipeouts on one television, some Kansas game, and then Chiefs
that
Broncos.
What's that TV we used to watch?
Cheap ATV. I love Cheap ATV.
Yeah, Cheap ATV.
Love it. But I was sitting there, I'm like, can we get the Canes game on in here? Possible?
And you ask like you asking for a big favor, and it really isn't.
It's not. I'm trying to help you guys out. I want a game that's actually going on. Either way, they take care of business there. Good job by them. We'll take a break, get back into the heat, as they got a couple wins this weekend. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North. North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Your Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight, taking on the Dallas Mavericks. Cooper Flagg. But also, the return of Tyler Hero, it appears. It appears. Shout out to Keyshawn Johnson. Nice game for him on Friday against Chicago. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted him sent to Sioux Falls, banished forever. So I was happy for our guy KJ because he's a delight as a person.
Oh, no, we like him. I just wonder when did his hands become small bricks.
It was weird. But I think he may be back.
He may be back. For the life of me, we see this in sports a lot. Guys who are gifted athletically, meaning they're fast, they can jump out of a gym, good footwork or whatever, but when it comes to playing the actual sport they're in, they look uncoordinated.
I liked
what he looked like the last, like before Friday.
Yep, and then I liked him, you know, yesterday. Drew Smith misses a three. What does he do? He flies in out of nowhere, slam dunk. I'm like, yeah, there you go. Just like, do more of that.
We asked him about, I remember we asked him about, you know, what he puts into his dunks. And I was thinking before Friday, maybe the first thing he should have mentioned was catching the ball.
I know.
Well, there is no dunk without the ball.
He was fully engaged. Great game against Chicago. Nice game in his minutes against the Sixers. And then after the win against the Bulls, Amy Audibert had a request.
Just be ourselves. Play Miami Heat basketball. Heat culture. It's a real thing over here. So just stay locked in. Stay locked in no matter what the score is. We know it's a cup game. We know how much that matters to keep the foot on the gas. And that's what played a part in it.
Last one for you. What does an NBA bark sound like?
Say it again.
An NBA bark. What does that sound like?
Dude. Hey, that was a real dog right there.
Whoa.
That was like.
Wow. Keyshawn. You know what they say, Leroy. Yeah. Got that dog in him.
I would like him to leave his paws on the sideline when he go into the game and use his hand.
Waiting for that one. That was good.
Sexy saucy. I felt the slobber through the screen.
Here was a Spo on Keyshawn's game against Chicago.
I'm really happy for KJ because he's been so dedicated behind the scenes. And when I've given him some minutes, they haven't been, you know, fair. This is the first game where I played him at the four. You know, the other games I've played him at the five. First game was against Jokic. I mean, come on. That's not even fair. But he has stayed diligent. You know, he's, you know, constantly being mentored by, you know, Malik and UD and Bam. You know, everybody roots for him, you know, because he's so pure. He really works at it. He stays ready so he doesn't have to get ready. And then he finally got an opportunity where it was much more in his wheelhouse, and he made a big impact. Defensively, he was really good, you know, with the switching. guarding off the dribble, making plays at the rim. His rebounding was great. His energy was great, giving us second opportunities, you know, and then he knocked down, you know, a couple threes. But it was the energy and physicality, toughness, and I think the whole locker room was rooting for him. That's the kind of guy he is.
Al Mackey say, dogs have no opposable thumbs, would explain the dropsies.
The animal doesn't even have thumbs, Fokker. Dade South says that was...
I have nipples. Could you milk me?
Dade South says that was Sunny Bunny when she saw the snake. That was her.
Really?
Well, speaking of...
What?
The Tobins and their adventure with wildlife.
Yep.
Did you see him yesterday?
No, I did not.
Okay. So, Tobin... Tobin,
what did you do?
What?
Tobin just, you know, starts recording himself, right? And here's the thing. I just know this in life. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Oh, no, I know that. I know little Tommy, he went in.
Little Tommy wants in anything that dad is doing, right? So I see Tobin smile. Who do I see to his side? Tommy smile. Then what else do I see? A green creature.
An iguana.
So, Tobin, Tommy, smiling, as you can see right there. See? Look at that, smiling. Next scene, Tobin just flinked the iguana behind him.
He told me to. He's like, throw it over the fence, Dad.
And he so did.
I no-looked it, like I was Jokic.
I was like, wait, what? What just happened here? This was a nice-sized iguana, too. It wasn't no, like, little flimsy one.
Yeah, well, he was an idiot because he kept trying to run through the fence, which just wasn't, what's the word, animatronically possible? Anatomically possible? I guess, whatever. Yeah. The point is, it's a big word for me, dog. The point is that...
It's a big word for me, dog.
Sonny Bunny was about to tear this thing's face off, and I was like, I don't really want to clean up iguana carcass. You know, I'd just rather pick him up, let him live. But, you know, I need video evidence, you know, because, you know, if I tell any story, it needs recording. So, yeah, I picked it up.
The story needs to be told and needs video so we can verify the size of the snake.
But here's the thing. In the difference between the snake story and the iguana story, Sunny Bunny was in danger. I had to save her life, you know. And in this tale, I had to save the iguana's life because that iguana was dead meat. Tate Sauce is animatronic like Chuck E. Cheese. I apologize. I messed it up.
Minus one for butchering English.
Oh, my goodness.
But the point is, you got to be careful with the dogs in the backyard antics. They're all over the place. So anyway, the Heat went on Friday in the NBA Cup. Now, they still need to win on Wednesday, and then they need the Bucks, I think, to beat the Knicks to get in because all the head-to-heads. The Knicks have the head-to-head over the Heat, unless the Knicks somehow lose to the Hornets, which that would be crazy.
No, we're not.
I don't think they are. So,
wait. In
only
NBA
one team
cup,
per group?
It's the three group winners and the best record and point differential is the 14.
There's three groups? I can't even keep
Yeah, there's group A, group B, group C.
And then the best record and point differential?
After the three group
Right.
Groups.
So I think if they win, they're in.
I think that big blowout win against the Bulls.
They're killing on the point differential.
Yeah, I think they have the highest point differential in the conference.
Let's see. Standings.
Because keep in mind, it's going to be hard for another team to go 3-1.
It's not a
and win and not win their group.
Right now, they have plus 46, which is the best for a second place team. But the Bucks have only played two games, so the Bucks and the Heat play. The Heat beat them; they go to 3-1. The Bucks are dropped to 2-1. But if the Knicks win their two, they would also be 3-1. They beat the Heat.
Right. So head to head matters.
Head to head matters. Then it's point differential.
In group play.
And so if it's the three teams and then the highest of point differential, right now the highest point differential is Toronto, They're 3-0. They're plus 53, but they would win. So if you're telling
they would win their group,
if it would be the second place team of point differential, then it's the Heat. But Cleveland, I guess, could get in there. They're plus 33 right now, not out of the realm of possibility.
And what's their record?
They are 2-1, so they got one more game, which will be against the Hawks on Friday.
And what group are they in?
They're in a different group. But we're saying right. If a point differential, yeah. Like that's the only other team in second place, that would be a thing.
Right.
But if the Heat win. So
you got a Wednesday. You not only have to win, but you have to win.
You got to win. And then, I mean, you'd be in a pretty good spot. You'd love to. And obviously there's no Giannis. So you'd love to put it on, which, by the way.
He's not playing Wednesday?
I don't think so. Is he out for a little bit?
Wasn't he?
It was in like a week or two. Like
I thought he was out for a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. You might be right. I thought he was out for like a couple of weeks with that groin injury.
Groins don't play.
But Giannis does love the NBA Cup, so maybe he's going to make the push back.
And he loves Miami.
That's true. Florida City's make him happy. But I don't even know if I want him anymore, dude. I mean, look at this team right now we got. This team's incredible. Norman Powell. Amazing. Khalil Ware.
But
wow.
Everybody wants that dude.
I think we have that dude.
There's a handful of guys that are that dude.
I mean, who's to say that Khalil Ware's not that dude?
He ain't Giannis.
Giannis is kind of long in the tooth.
As much as I like Khalil,
long in the tooth.
Oh, now Giannis is long in the tooth?
A little long in the tooth, you know what I'm saying? A little long in the tooth.
Man. Is he 31?
What, you know what's better than the Greek freak?
What?
A freak from North Little Rock, Arkansas, dude.
Minus one.
So... Wait, how old is Giannis? Is he
32?
He's 30, 31. Giannis is still young.
I mean, I don't understand. We call it, like, I heard it in the chat earlier talking about Paul being 32.
Mm-hmm.
We extended Jimmy at 33.
Yeah, and Powell's got like, just such a smoothness, and his shooting is amazing.
Well, he hasn't played all the minutes Jimmy played either.
His shooting is amazing, and then he gave that little wink to Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry's like, oh, you rap.
Giannis is turning 31 in 3 weeks. His birthday's December 6th.
So he's 30. What are you talking about? You wanted to give Jimmy extension at 37.
I'm just saying, I don't know if I want to trade Khalil Ware for him. I don't know. Hard to say.
You'll trade Nico.
They don't
right?
need Khalil though.
What do you mean they don't need Khalil?
They got Miles Turner.
He's talking about Milwaukee.
Listen, dude, let me tell you something.
When
Milwaukee is backed into the corner to trade Giannis, whenever that is, they're going to be trying to get every ounce of juice out of that fruit.
Yeah, but they're going to
get cut. They'll get the cut.
Just in general, they ain't going to want a big. They just paid one.
You think they're going to want to keep Miles Turner, who they basically kept there as a piece to try and appease Giannis?
Didn't they just trade for him?
Hmm. Yeah, they just signed him, but they signed him for Giannis. Like if they losing Giannis, they'll probably trade Miles Turner.
Right. All right.
They'll probably nuke the whole thing. Well, I mean, they don't have their own pick. I mean, I suppose you can flounder around however you want. You know, it's hard to know that, you know, the weather up here in the top of the East, it's really hard to look down on the peons, you know, and think what they're doing. You know, they should get their weight up and get some wins. You know, it's tough up here in the top of the East.
Are you in the top?
No, top three? Fifth. No, for third,
top
dude.
Top three?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Weather's awfully nice up here, Leroy.
It's pretty amazing.
Awfully nice.
The one thing that the Heat have had is reasonable health, right? No long term.
Nothing too bad, but they have dealt with a lot of injuries, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, how many games have they had? Not even counting Tyler, but they've had games no Norm, no Bam, no Wiggins. Like, they've dealt with starters being out all year. And the depth is just, I mean, it's really come a long, long way for this team. Which is, I understand, like, people are like, you know, I don't want Tyler ruining the mojo. I don't want this. They've been good about, setting into the role, whatever somebody's got to be. I'll tell you one thing, dude, though. This Jaime Jaquez, what a game he had on Sunday. Oh, my God. Dude couldn't miss. It was incredible. That footwork, wow. I mean, he was leaving these dudes in a blender. It was incredible. Anyway, Eric Spoelstra is very proud of his team.
I mean, you just have to figure out, you know, how to win the games. You know, our record before this road trip, we'd only won two games on the road. So we took that to heart. Wanted to have a good collective, you know, response. And we get to go back home and play again tomorrow night. And we're looking forward to it. You know, these are little mini times during the season that we don't want to, like, over-celebrate, but we do want to acknowledge it. I don't think anybody 2 months ago thought we'd be sitting third in the East. It's not everything, but it's something. You know, I want our guys to enjoy it, at least for a few minutes and the flight home, and then we'll have plenty of time to get some rest and lock in and get ready for another one tomorrow night.
Exactly, dude.
That was such a Tobin statement.
I tell you what, this is – it's been a long time since the Heat have started like this at home.
Dude.
And remember, we were talking about that for the last two or 3 years.
Infuriating. Yeah, 100%.
Man, great on the road, terrible at home.
100%. They've been such a good home team, and now they got a four-game home stand. Let's go, dude. Keep this going. Please don't lose tonight, Tyler. I can't take the show tomorrow.
Even when they only had 37 wins, then they have like a 6 or 7 game streak.
What's that, dude? Say it again.
Even last year when they only had 37 wins, they had a 6 or 7 game streak.
Where
they won 6 or 7.
I don't remember what their best streak was last year, but they were never this many games over 500 last year.
Right. No, that much I know.
Take a break. Mix things up on the other
side. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Set. Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
You ready for this mixed bag?
Very much ready.
Alrighty. Let's get to it. Guys familiar with Klay Thompson?
Oh yeah. He's having fun. He's
lots of discussion on him. Okay.
He's having fun with Meg.
Yep.
And well, he's yapping with Ja.
He's beefing with Ja Morant. So the Grizzlies and the Mavericks played each other this weekend, and Klay Thompson took issue with, I believe it was Santi Aldama, doing a dirty play to Cooper Flagg because he grabbed his leg as he was trying to make it back on the fast break. An old veteran trick. And so Klay Thompson was saying that you're a dirty player. And then Ja Morant, he was yapping at him. He's calling him a bum. You're a bum now. Allegedly, that's what the lip reader said. And Klay Thompson didn't take too kindly to this on Ja Morant. And he put this all out there in the media.
And then with Ja, he's a funny guy. He has a lot to say all the time. Especially for a guy who rarely takes accountability. But you know what? That's for another day.
What did Ja have to say on this occasion?
Nothing of intelligent depth. It was really just his just running his mouth. And he's been running his mouth for a long time. And it's funny to run your mouth when you're on the bench. It's kind of the story of his career so far, just leaving us wanting more. You know, we all want to see him out there and do his best, but he's just been letting a lot of other stuff get in the way of that. And we need that in the NBA. We need our best players to be out there. And when you're a star, it comes with a great responsibility. And I hate to see that go to waste.
There you go.
Damn.
Man.
He marked up. Somebody said it perfectly. Ain't it crazy how Klay played with the master of those dirty plays and not taking accountability?
Well, I think he knows that that guy did. I mean, the guy did. It did cost him a championship. I think he's aware that it did cost him with that. Now, is he surprised that that master of accountability is still on the Golden State Warriors while he's off in Dallas? That's another story for another day. But Ja Morant picking up more feuds along the way. Listen, he talks a lot of bleep. It's known. He called Khalil Ware a pigeon.
Well, after he scored a game winner on him.
True. See if he does this next time around. Anyway, Shedeur Sanders. Nice little win for the Cleveland Browns. New QB1. That's what he had to say on his success.
Win is crazy. It's amazing, you know. Off of 1 week of practice, you know what I mean? This 1 week of practice. So imagine, you know, what a full offseason looked like. It get dangerous. But it's just a 1 week of practice, so I'm just truly thankful, you know, that everything happened.
There you go. It kind of sounds like he just took Dylan Gabriel's job. He just kicked him out.
I didn't like the
you
way
know,
Stefanski.
And the coach didn't even commit to it.
Thank you. Stefanski showed him no love, Leroy. After you know, at the game, at the end of the game, where you when you win, you credit what was good. He was like, "Oh yeah, no, good job, Shedeur Sanders." But everything, let's go back to the best part of the team, defense. It was like, "Well, wait a minute, that was Dylan Gabriel."
I think sometimes, and let's be clear, we had to get away from this years ago. Sometimes we want a position to look a certain way, and we can't get out of our own way to see that there's many different ways for a position to work, and it's our job to get the most out of that. Kevin Stefanski had a good game plan for Shedeur, rolling him out, getting him in space, giving him time to make plays down the field. And he's shown that he can throw the thing. But Kevin Stefanski needs to get over how that is supposed to look and just look at the success with what he has. And maybe we're all responsible for that. Maybe we all look at, you know, positions in all of sports and predetermine what it should look like. How long did it take us to get over the fact that a quarterback need to be 6'3", 6'4"? How long did it take us to get over that a quarterback couldn't be athletic? So a lot of times we get caught in these situations where we want a position to look a certain way. Now, I will say this. Shedeur can do himself a favor by playing the part. Because how you act up until game time is what gets you in the game. Once you get in the game, all they care about is success or failure. So you got to play the part a little bit. You see what I mean?
Do you think he's going to play the part as what, like a humble, humble quarterback?
No, you don't have to be humble. I'm not saying that. To then after a game say, imagine how it's going to look after I get a full offseason. Well, let's be clear. You had a full offseason to get yourself as ready to play as you could. You had a regular season. Most quarterbacks, when they lose a starting job but don't get an opportunity, you know what they're going to say? I'm going to get myself ready so when my day comes, I'm ready. I'm going to prepare myself like I am starting so I know what to do when I get my opportunity. We don't have to set aside a week to get you ready. So these are the things that sometimes turn people off.
I can understand. But one, though, he's a rookie. You know, like sometimes it takes a little bit for that light bulb to to hit. It's not like he's some veteran who's just like, oh, I got a handle on this. Like you come into the league, you know, some guys don't understand it. Leonard Fournette said that he thought the league was easier than it was in the SEC, you know?
Yeah.
So, right. You know, like the guy's going to be him. You can't have him not be his personality and be who he is. You know, that is part of what makes him him. And I know it's going to turn a lot of people off.
Again, we're talking about a young player. Young players don't get the benefit of a veteran doing that, right? You just don't. And so sometimes to get where you need to get, you got to play the part a little bit. That's all. This has nothing to do with his play. This has nothing to do. But for everybody to say that you – that the Browns are responsible and should have put more time into getting you ready. You play a role in that too.
Yes, but I will say it did feel like one of the things that I'm fascinated by with this whole thing, and you guys mentioned this with Stefanski, is like it doesn't feel like he has a coach that likes him very much and doesn't feel like he even wanted him in the first place. So if Stefanski's guy was Dillon Gabriel, I'm sorry. It's natural that he's going to lean more of his energy into a certain guy. We saw this with Flores and Tua. For whatever reason, we got to the point where Flores is like, I'm out on this guy. Don't like him. Right. Don't like the looks of him. Don't want him. We could all feel it. It was palpable. And it just feels like to me, like, are we really going to go down a road where Shedeur Sanders and Stefanski are going to have a relationship together? Because it doesn't feel like one that is headed towards one of success. They don't seem like they dig each other very much, or at least Stefanski certainly doesn't seem like he digs Shedeur Sanders.
I understand all that, but why? Okay? You can't come into a situation where you have to earn your keep. You can't come into a situation with a kind of almost like I deserve this. Like you have to earn it to a certain extent, especially being a fifth round pick. You have to handle yourself accordingly. I put some of this on the Browns too, because somebody should have gotten his ear. Maybe they did. But for him after a game, to say, I got 1 week of preparation, 11 games into the season. What have you been doing to get yourself ready? This is a profession. This ain't college. And so from that standpoint, I put that on him.
Well, let me ask you this. Like,
sure.
When you played, did you ever need to see a result on the field to really get it? Like, let's look at Kalel, for example, right? Guys have been saying since summer league, Kalel, rebound, 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 energy all the time. Same thing UD's told him. He's told him since he walked in the league. But then finally, like, you have a couple of games where, like, it clicks. And now you hear him being like, I get it now. And now it seems like he really enjoys it.
It didn't stop him from getting ripped after 2 minutes, taken out of the game. You see what I mean? Look, regardless of what you're going through as a young player, the coach and the organization are trying to win. And while we will try to nurture you and get you to where you need to be, we're not slowing down the train so you pick it up. And I think that part of it clicks more than anything. That when Kalel is getting taken out of the game after 3 minutes or not playing in the fourth quarter and he wants to play, he realizes, what do I need to do to get in the game and be in the game and be an impact player? Oh, rebounding. So what part of that is on Kalel and what part of that is on the coaching? More of that is on Kalel.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you can say it, and then it's like it almost takes, like, you succeeding at it before you really understand it. You know, like, when you stink at rebounding or you go and have bad rebounding performances and people keep telling you, and, like, you're like, it's just not coming through. But you have those little success moments and breakthroughs, and now you can see, like, the enthusiasm he's going about it because it results in wins. So, look, I don't know. Listen.
I think as a competitor, and Kalel's a competitor, and you want to be in those moments, and you know what you have to do to garner those minutes, and he went out there and actually did it. So, I give – all the people in the Heat organization credit for emphasizing that and preaching or whatever, but Kalel personally had to make that step. They can't go out and play for you. They can't go out and get the rebounds. Mentally, you have to get that in your head. And for somebody to say, what is Leroy talking about? All the backup quarterbacks have said in order to get rhythm with your O-line receivers, you have to get some first-time reps. I was getting ready to cuss, but I'm going to just say BS. Okay, BS, because every backup quarterback that I've played with has put in extra time, has done all the other things knowing that he's not going to get the reps in practice. You don't get many reps in practice. They only run 10 plays for each period, and you got another young quarterback that's ahead of you. So they ain't giving up no time or no plays to get another quarterback ready. They trying to get him ready.
But I would.
So that means that you better do what they call mental reps, watch film, get some extra work with your receivers. That's on you.
But what do they do in this situation? Because, like, if Dylan Gabriel, it's not like he's some proven veteran. So, like, if he comes back once he's clear from the concussion.
Dim's the brakes.
Like, is
you
he.
You go with what is, you think is going to work.
But is he going to go with the guy he actually thinks is better? Or is he going to go with the guy that is his guy? That's going to be the interesting thing.
No, because here's the great thing about sports. And I've said this over and over again. If you go out there and put Dylan Gabriel in there and all the other 52 guys on that team feel like Shador is going to be playing, you will lose the team. You will lose that team. And that's a fact. You have a responsibility not only to the organization, but to the other guys in that locker room. And if you neglect to do that, then you lose the other 52 guys.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Leroy, because it seemed to me, especially since training camp, that your best player is in love with that quarterback and was making, like, the faces that they were making at some of the plays, it felt like there was a energy, there was a shift, there was, like, you know, a different, I want to say,
yeah,
a different mindset or different confidence mm-hmm. with them while Shador was under center. If you go back to Dylan Gabriel, like you just said, it might just take the whole out of the team, the whole, like.
Yeah, but at that time, and keep in mind, this is the other thing I want to say. When other guys see that you putting work in or the lack of work you're putting in, they understand why you're not playing. You understand what I'm saying? So when you have a quarterback that says, I finally got a week of prep and look at how I played, even guys in that locker room are going to say, dude, why weren't you doing the work before? You're a professional. You understand what I'm saying? So even though they may have thought that maybe Shador give us a spark, they looking at him. And they saying, is he really committed to doing everything that he can to get on the field? And if that answer was no, then they could say, I understand. But once it gets to the point where they can no longer say that, then it behooves the coach to go with who gives you the best option to win. But Shador has to put the work. That is the hardest job. Before you get under center, there is so much work that you have to do to get everybody on the same page. One of the things that he has to get used to, if you watch the game, there was a lot of guys running all over the place. They couldn't even get lined up. That's the quarterback's responsibility.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Get you caught up with your headlines. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.